All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on WCHL, otherwise known as 97.9 The Hill. Freddie Kiger is here.
And since we did not have a show yesterday, this, of course, we're welcoming in 2019. So,
yeah, it's hard to believe we're at the beginning of a new year.
I'm just happy that we're in a new year.
2018 just kind of zipped on by. Yep. There were a lot of bad things that happened.
Yeah, a lot of things I just soon not think about.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, man, I'm hoping for a better year.
Hey, but.
What?
We're upright. Got a pulse, and we're in 2019.
Yeah, if you can get vertical, it's a good day.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
We're all lucky to be here, and you're never guaranteed tomorrow, so appreciate every single day.
Daggum right, and hopefully some of you will make it out tonight to the Smith Center as the Carolina Tar Heels will be hosting Harvard. Will you park your car and have it yard?
Be sure and wear your intellectual hat when you go.
Correctly. Yeah. Is Harvard like Hogwarts?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. It's our first school. It was the first college in the U.S. of A, or what would become the U.S. of A, 1636, if I recall correctly. You know what the second school was? Second school?
Carolina?
College? William and Mary.
William and Mary, really?
Yep. As opposed to Nick and Tony.
Yeah. Or Ben and Jerry's.
Correct. That's very good. Stanley and Ollie.
Or... George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Very good.
Not them either. Or Hall & Oates.
Or Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Merrill Lynch, Pirasacco, and Vanzetti.
Or Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
Or Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, for
correct.
That matter.
Correct.
Or Freddie Kiger and Ron Stutz.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're going to do Harvard in the movies.
Okay.
Harvard in the movies.
All right.
So here we go. Name the 1973 flick that starred Timothy Bottoms, Lindsay Wagner before she became, the superhero.
Bionic Woman?
Yeah. And quite famously as the law professor, John Houseman.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah, brings back memories.
Yeah. Harvard in the movies. Named the 1973 flick that starred Timothy Bottoms, Lindsay Wagner, and quite famously as the Harvard law professor, John Houseman.
I can see the movie in my mind, I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. And what do they win?
They're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where they are good to go and maybe an application to Harvard Law School.
Exactly. Hey, good luck.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
The movie was called The Paper Chase.
Correct.
John Houseman is the magic word you said.
Yep.
Because I remember he started.
Because he was such a prickly individual in that particular movie.
One way of putting it.
Yeah.
Lindsay Wagner and Timothy Bottoms. Also
yep. There's that
movie.
Famous scene where he calls Timothy Bottoms down to the front of the law class and hands him a dime.
Yeah.
Call your mother and tell her that there will be serious chances that you will not become a lawyer.
I tell you what, with as many lawyers as we have in this community.
We got enough.
I'm sure a lot of people will certainly appreciate that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And can identify with it to a degree.
Having gone to law school.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Paper Chase, directed by James Bridges. The movie's plot was about a first-year law student at Harvard Law School who struggled with balancing his coursework and a relationship with the daughter of his sternest professor.
Yeah.
Who, of course, was Lindsay Waggoner.
Yeah.
Who looked great in that movie.
Yeah, I saw her recently. She's still in the Hallmark movies these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she bionic?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But, you know, she's been around a long time.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Just like we have.
Exactly. We're like bad pennies. Keep rolling back.